Good afternoon. This is Larry Eiler with Innovations with Eiler and Pasek. We're the program that is looking at the good things in Michigan and the hundreds and thousands of companies that are really going to change the economy of Michigan over the next several years. And I have as a guest today Tracy Ann Palmer, who's running a program coming up very shortly, Michigan Technology Leaders. And this will be the second annual program, Tracy Ann. How did you do last year, and when and where are your program is your program scheduled this year?
Hi, Larry. It's lovely to be on the show. We did really, really well. We actually had the event in May last year at the Royal Park Hotel in Rochester Hills.
That's a great spot to have an event up in Rochester.
Yeah and they and the hotel is, you know, known as mm-hmm. the New Townsend, so it's really great. And we ended up having about 100 to about 120 people, mm-hmm. Very, very well represented from the IT side and the mm-hmm. technology standpoint.
And this is who you're aimed at. You're aimed yep. at technology leaders across the state.
Correct. Across the state of Michigan. Yeah. Yep, good. Absolutely. And I would say last year we had a lot of mid-market influence. You know, the mid-market really is where the growth is. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of mid-market influence, which again has happened this year. Mm-hmm. But certainly we've also seen a lot of influence from the larger corporations mm-hmm. coming in, the Delphi's, the Fords, those kinds of corporations supporting as well. Mm-hmm.
That's
been fabulous.
So the people who will be attending your event, which is going to be next week at the Royal Park Hotel, the people will be attending are technology leaders from across the state, information technology executives, or people who make decisions about purchasing software, hardware, that type of thing?
Yeah, we've actually split the program up into two components. May 16th, Automation Alley is hosting a pre-event cocktail party, which in fact is open to the public. And the reason that we've done that is because this, in our minds, is really about celebrating what we have going on in Michigan and bringing all of these thought leaders, these visionaries, and those that want to really network.
Party yep. the evening before that Automation Alley is putting on
yep.
at the hotel?
It's going to be at the hotel, mm-hmm. And we're actually anticipating 250 people there.
Wow.
And we're very, very close to actually reaching it, yeah, so it's exciting. And then the 17th and 18th is closed. Mm-hmm. It is an invitation-only event where we bring together the technology community. And by technology community, I mean there are those that purchase technology and have to make very hard decisions with regards to what they're going to be doing and what's going to be impacting their organization moving forward. Mm-hmm. And then there are those that are actually involved in making technology work for corporations. Mm-hmm. And in our minds, the two need each other. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. The second thing is, unless you know what's coming down that pike, unless you know that voice over IP, how's that going to impact your business? What does it mean? You know, what there are, you know, 10 million voice over IP companies out there. Which one do you choose?
Yeah, how do you differentiate? Yes.
Right. So it's there are two responsibilities here. One is the IT leader needs to know what is coming and be able to make informed buying decisions, mm-hmm. because any decision can cost your company millions, yeah. and in some cases billions of dollars.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's still a lot of mainframes out there that people are trying to patch together to keep them going to get more return on investment from years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then of course the mm-hmm. second part is your technology working?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you sit down with a vendor, is that solution provider just trying to get a product out there and make money? Or is that solution provider mm-hmm. really, truly listening to your needs as a consumer?
Mm-hmm. And you have quite a unique way, it seems to me, of doing presentations. You have some keynote speakers or some people who come and talk about topics or lead discussions, but then you have other sessions where people have prearranged to meet with other people to discuss issues that they may have in their businesses.
Yeah, that's right. We've got the agenda where we really, you know, we're talking about globalization, we're talking about outsourcing, we're talking about things that are affecting our actual economy here locally. We're talking about trying to create a really robust leadership culture here in the state, and we've got some real thought leaders on that. And then the second part is strategy meetings. Sitting down with technology executives and talking about what is the gap in your business? What are you needing from the service side? What are you needing from the product side? What are you not getting? How flexible do they need to be? You know, the world of selling has changed. Companies have a lot of choices nowadays.
And you can buy something off the internet from a company in England, or
That's
a company
right.
in Japan, or a company in Panama.
At sometimes 50% of the cost.
Yeah.
So the choice is, if I'm going to do business with you, one, I need to understand, and two, you need to understand. And this was a discussion I had with one of our executive faculty a couple of weeks back. I said to her, who is your best partner? Partner was the term I used. And she said, my best partner is X, Y, and Z company, and the reason they are is because they listen to what I want, and they're flexible. They give me what I want.
Isn't that a unique concept? We were talking before about Toyota and how they go into a community and talk to people all through a whole part of the U.S. before they come up with a new car platform, and it's led by engineers. I mean, that's really what has to happen. You have to find out, who is it you're trying to reach, and what do they need? What do they need in an automobile? What do they need in a stove? What do they need in a BlackBerry or a Trio? I mean, what do they want in those type of things?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, in my mind, this is important for us as a community. It's important because we need to come together. We need to be talking about these things because we need to make sure, you know, the three terms that I use for this event are innovation, excellence, and action. If you're innovating, you want to innovate it to make sure that it's working properly, and then you want to action on it, right? So that's kind of the thought process here, is bringing all of these tech, the tech community together to make it work for us. So we're not just talking about it.
So what... We had a discussion before we went on our recording talking about collaboration. One of the things that you hear people from Automation Alley or Spark or Detroit Renaissance or Southwest Michigan First or The Right Place in Grand Rapids, they talk about collaboration. Do you see that happening in Michigan? You just moved to Michigan a few years ago and you have experience in other parts of the world. I guess you grew up in Britain and or England.
In South Africa, actually.
South Africa,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
okay. Well,
yeah, but with British influence, absolutely.
Yeah, British,
that's right, yeah.
What do you see as this collaboration thing that people are all declaring? Are they really meaning it, and is it really going to be able to happen? Is Michigan being pushed that way because of the economic situation of globalization really affecting automotive? The collaboration part, is that going to...
I think that's a very important question, Larry. And it's a question that I have a very personal opinion on, to be honest. Because I think first of all, collaboration is affecting everybody. You know, the world's getting very, very, very competitive. And it's, you know, Thomas Friedman talks about the world is flat. And really what that means is the fact is that we have a lot more people to compete with, really.
Right.
And so the bottom
Everybody's
line
on
is...
Everybody's on equal footing.
It's on equal footing. So the bottom line is, it doesn't matter where you are or where you're living, you have to compete. You have to think global. You have to be global. You have to know what everyone else is doing. And so the key there is, why do you need to collaborate? Is it happening in Michigan? So my thoughts on this are, it's happening in pockets. In other words, you know, there are groups of individuals that are working together for the benefit of that group. But the key is, when you really are talking about collaboration and you're talking about corporate partnership for Michigan, you want to bring those groups together. This is not about... you know, the name of the organization. This is not about the egos and all of the other things that come up when you're talking about, okay, so who actually owns this? okay? Because those things come up. The key is, what do you want to achieve? Who needs to be involved in this in order for us to have the right resources to achieve it? Can we do it?
So this sounds like exactly what you're trying to achieve with your Michigan Technology Leaders Program coming up next week.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, we are launching the first ever Michigan Corporate Partnership Award to really start bringing that to the fore. I know Governor Granholm's talking about it. I know that we have a lot of our executive faculty are talking about corporate partnerships, collaboration. Everybody is trying to do that, and we're saying, well, let's do it, okay? And so we are launching the award. It is the winners, which we can't announce today, obviously, but they are a true reflection of what we talk about when we talk about corporate partnerships. There are about 10 organizations that are involved in this.
You know, that's the whole reason for this program called Innovations with Eiler and Pasek. We're trying to focus on good things that are happening with existing companies or new companies that are moving into various marketplaces in life sciences, biotech, in the whole area of information technology, in financial services. There's a lot of good stories like that. Some of the people that are in those fields are going to be speaking at your event next week.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Wireless Oakland, you know, we talk about it, but you know, we're doing an update on it because everyone needs to know about it.
Right.
It's exciting,
right?
You know, but we've got Terry Takai involved. We've got Sherry Massa. We bring in Robert Austin from Harvard. You know, we've got some really John Baldoni. He's actually from Ann Arbor. He's a columnist for CIO.com. We're bringing him in. So we really are trying to bring in everyone and say, okay, let's get this done now. And so that's really what it's about. And we're encouraging the technology community to really get behind the event because ultimately we want to impact them.
There's been other events covering technology over the past 10 years, they've kind of gone by the wayside. We don't need to mention what they are, but there were some real initiatives to do information technology and propel Michigan forward in that area. And the events really, you know, didn't have leadership. And it sounds like with your program, you know, you've got a lot of good people involved with this. And so it's got some legs on it going forward. And it's aimed at a specific target audience, so it's not just aimed at the general public, but this is where decisions get made about how technology gets used to make all the products that are made in Michigan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, we've got about 22 people on our executive faculty, very, very prestigious individuals that are doing great, great work in the community, from very, very diverse. You know, we've got Terry Cross on one side of the spectrum. We've got CIOs on the other. So it's great. We've also got 24 technology companies actually sponsoring and supporting. Altair Engineering is our MCPA award sponsor. So we've really had a lot of support. And I tell you, there's just every day when you're involved in this event, you can't help but get excited.
You really do, because you see the good things of what are going on across the state. And that's what this radio program is attempting to do, is let's report on what's going on good and what people are doing that's good, because there's a lot of it. We've done 30 different companies in 5 months on this radio program, and there's just great interest in the way people are doing things in Michigan. A lot of stories are small private companies that aren't told. These are not $200 billion companies like the big automotives, but they're companies in the range of $1 to $100 million that are making some really good contributions. So it's fun to see that in information technology that you're pulling together all these resources to try to get these folks to be thinking in terms of how they work together and how they can get things done more effectively.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, a perfect example of that, we have one of our sponsors is a security company, and they're brand new. They're, you know, they're still in, you know, rounds of funding and so on. But their product is brilliant, magnificent. And that's the key, is that we're seeing that innovation you know, not in our larger corporations. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may be going on, but, you know, the corporations are so big that you're not really picking up on it. It's those small organizations, that small to mid-market, that I'm telling you now is going to be driving our economy. And what's great about that is we're going to be able to diversify. And that's a great thing for Michigan.
I've just got done writing an article. I like to write little essays with things about what I see going on in Michigan from the perspective of being a marketing and communications executive and working with a lot of different firms. In the article that I've just done, it hasn't been published anywhere yet, but it will be in the next few weeks, I'm quite sure. It focuses on how we may be really, in fact, leading the whole world in globalization. This is an idea that Rich Sheridan, who's president of Menlo Innovations, and I think he's going to be speaking at your event, he propounded in a meeting that I was at a few weeks ago, and we're kind of thinking in terms of where is Michigan going to be in 2016, and what do we need to do today to get ready to be successful with innovating new things by 2016. And this is a real cool program that you've got going. How did you get to come to Michigan in the first place? You're from South Africa, and what led you to come to Michigan?
Yeah, I actually came over from South Africa in 98, and it was by default. It wasn't planned. But I came over here, and I started working for an international event company and ended up doing projects all over the state for them. Lived in, you know, in five or six different cities over the course of the 5 years. And then they asked me to come to Detroit and open up a business unit for them, which I did. So that's how I landed in Detroit. But my husband is from Michigan, so certainly I'm a little biased. But I will tell you this, that, you know, I've lived in many, many places. I've lived out in California, I've lived out in New York, I've, you know, done Chicago.
Right.
I'm extremely pleased with what I see here. I think the worst problem that we have is we have a complex, and we try and bring ourselves down.
A complex of?
Well, just we try and bring ourselves down more than we try and bring ourselves up, which is why your show is so important.
Because
I think that we need to start talking more and more about the phenomenal things we're doing. And as Rich Sheridan said, maybe we're actually leading and not following.
Well, it's a way to look at something that's a
right.
creative way.
Yeah.
And if the things you're saying and the things that I'm saying with the radio show are true, then you better start paying attention to what's positive. You know, it's like the power of positive thinking. I mean, you make things happen in one way or another rather than just talking about them or belaboring the fact that, you know, we've got some difficulties. I mean, there's no belying the difficulties. They're there, but, I mean, people are working hard to solve them.
Yeah, but they're in every state.
Right.
I mean, every state has its difficulties. I think, to be very honest, I know that we have difficulties with our economy, but, you know, we have enough visionaries and innovators and leaders here in our community, and I really believe this, that can get us out of any difficulties that we're actually facing. And I think that we're going to be in good shape.
Well, let's wrap this up here, Tracy Ann Palmer, with telling us exactly what your program is once more and where it will be and when, and then we'll sign off.
Wonderful. So Michigan Technology Leaders 2006, May 16th is the pre-event cocktail party open to the public at the Royal Park Hotel in Rochester Hills. May 17th and 18th is the actual event for technology leaders in the state. And there is the MCPA Awards on May 17th. The event is at the Royal Park Hotel in Rochester Hills. Website is michigantechnologyleaders.com. And if anybody wants any information, they can call 248-276-0992. 248-276-0992.
And the website is, one more time?
michigantechnologyleaders.com.
Well, thanks. This has been great to talk to you. It's really the second time we've had a discussion on this event. And I know that this will bring a lot of interest across the state to the information technology community, and a lot of things will happen as a result of what you're doing and taking the leadership in this thing. So this is Larry Eiler with Innovations with Eiler and Pasek. We've been talking with Tracy Ann Palmer of Michigan Technology Leaders, and we'll look forward to talking with you further next week. Thank you very much.